What does it mean to wait upon the Lord? To wait upon the Lord means that word, the Hebrew word wait means to tie together like a cord. That you've got individual strands in the cord and that you are tying those strands together, and those strands come together, and apart, those strands would be weak and they would break. But as those strands are tied together, they become a powerful cord. It says they that wait, they that become that strong, powerful cord will become strong. They'll renew their strength. And they'll mount up with wings like eagles in the presence of the Lord.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will continue his message titled, Are You Soaring with the Eagles? Or walking with the turkeys? So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Are You Soaring with the Eagles or Walking with the Turkeys?
Sometimes the eagle will wait for hours and maybe even for days. The eagle will sit or perch itself on the side of a mountain and wait until the best possible currents are out there. Just waiting for the currents to come, so that they could ride the wind of the current. God says sometimes, instead of being in a hurry, instead of going through the hustle and bustle of life, sometimes it's just wait, it's just best to wait for the wind of God to blow. Wait for God to send his wind and you feel his air blowing on you, the Holy Spirit. The Ruah of God, the Pneuma of God, the wind of God, the breath of God, to allow the Holy Spirit to come and anoint you and take you up a little bit higher. And the reason I think a lot of people are discouraged, the reason a lot of people are giving up, the reason that a lot of people are down and out is because they're trying to do it in their own strength. And when you try to do it in your own strength, you're trying to work like the turkey. You're going to get worn out. You're going to get tired. You're going to get discouraged. You're going to get depressed. You're going to get disappointed. But when you learn how to sit back and just wait on God, that he'll let you be like the eagle to rise above using the wind. The next thing we see is that the eagle soars above the storm. Eagles soar above the storm. The average bird, when a storm comes, is looking for a place to take refuge. Turkeys, when the storms come, the turkey is looking for a place to hide. The eagle says, not so. Bring on the storm. Let it come. Because what the storm does for the eagle is it causes the eagle to fly above it. Now notice this about the eagle. The eagle, this is powerful. The eagle does not avoid the storm, but the eagle rises above the storm. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Eagles rise above. And I see people, hey, how are you doing today? Well, I'm doing all right under circumstances. Well, what are you doing under the circumstances? You need to get on top of the circumstances. That's the problem. Many of us are laboring under the circumstance. The eagle doesn't labor under the circumstance. The eagle rises above the circumstance. Perfect example is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The Apostle Paul gives us some wisdom and advice how to mount up like this eagle and rise above the storm. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. Paul said, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Paul said, problems came my way, and it came directly from the hand of Satan. He said, for this thing, I besought the Lord three times that it might depart from me. Paul said, I wanted this storm to leave. He said, I prayed to God on three separate occasions that the storm might leave. I fasted and I prayed and I cried out to God that the storm might leave. Whew. And God said, my grace is sufficient during the storm. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect during the storm. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And look at Paul's attitude. Look how he changes his demeanor. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, send the storms, so I can ride the current of the air of the storm. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The eagle is at its strongest when the air current, the thermal current, is blowing. That's when the eagle is at its strongest, because then that's when the eagle can soar higher and go up. Paul said, I'm at my best when problems are coming my way. What's your attitude toward problems? Do problems make you bitter, or do they make you better? When problems come your way, do you have the mindset that I'm going to fly above this? I was at the gym yesterday, and I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about, why do we work out? You know, why do we exercise? And I said, one reason is just to be able to make it another day, to have the strength to go on and run this race a little while longer. I said, sometimes we can be hurting. And the hurt, if it's not really something serious, the hurt is just a little ache or pain. And it can cause us to want to go sit on the side somewhere. But somewhere in the midst of that, we got to change our mindset. We got to say, this little ache or this little pain, you know, and I'm not talking. I see some people say, man, you don't know what I'm dealing with. I say, okay. Now, I'm going to tell you what, the person I was talking to was dealing with some serious issues, all right? But we said, we got to face the storms. We got to face them head on. And we got to allow them to cause us to rise above and to get better and not take us under. I see so many people that have problems. And we all have problems. Uptown problems, downtown problems, crosstown problems. We got problems coming from every direction. But we still have to go on. We still have to, yo, you can't sit down and quit. Because when you sit down and quit, then you give up. I remember growing up, there was a DJ, and he used to say this all the time. He said, if you give up, don't give out. And if you give out, don't give up. Find a way to ride the wind over your problems And don't allow your problems to suck you down and to take you down. Your problems are going to be there. When you get rid of this one, hey, guess what? There's another one coming. There's another one coming. Like I always say, you either in a trial, you just got out of a trial, or you're getting ready to go into one. I don't care who you are. I would love to believe this name it, claim it, blab it, grab it philosophy. Would love to hold on to that. But I've lived this life too long, and I've seen too many things, and I've come in contact with too many people, and I've experienced it for myself. You are going to have problems. Oh, Pastor Glaze, I just can't. I'm overwhelmed by these. Come on. Come on. Learn the lesson from the eagle. Fly above the storm. I love this poem. Two frogs fell into a can of cream, or so I've heard it told. The sides of the can were shiny and steep. The cream were deep and cold. Oh, what's the use, said number one. 'Tis fate, no help's around. Goodbye, my friend, goodbye, sad world. And weeping, he drowned. But number two of sterner stuff, dog paddled in surprise. And while he wiped his creamy face and dried his creamy eyes, I'll swim a while, at least he said, or so it has been said. It really wouldn't help the world if one more frog was dead. An hour or two he kicked and swam, and not once did he stop to mutter. But he kicked and swam and swam and kicked and hopped out via butter. Amen. Amen. He turned his problems, right? He turned that cream into butter and stepped out of his problems. Like the eagle rises above his problems. And finally, we see that the eagles renew their youthfulness. The eagles renew their youthfulness. Look at Psalm 103. Psalm 103 and verse 5. In verse 1, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We're talking about the benefits of the Lord, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Boy, those are some benefits. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Why does he interject this? I mean, he could have just went on and just said he satisfies you with good things and went on to the next thing. But here again, he slips in something about the eagle. Well, every year, the eagle's feathers get matted and get old. And the eagle has to shed its feathers. And on one account that I was reading, that the eagles do this different ways, but the one way that I read is that the eagles will come down out of the sky and they will go down into the water and just hit the water real hard, and that will strip their feathers off. And for the most part, the eagle has lost all of its feathers. And according to this account, the eagle struggles through the water, makes his way up onto the land, finds a place to kind of chill out for a couple of weeks, and waits for his feathers to grow back in again, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Now, here's the thing that absolutely blows my mind, is that the eagle, as bad as he is, right, he can fly up in the sky and sell all kind of wolf tickets. Yeah, you can't mess with me. You can't mess with me. I was reading yesterday about this one eagle that tried to come down and swoop up this baby. And it just so happened that the parent was there and was able to knock the baby out of the eagle's claws. But I mean, that's how bad, and that's the attitude. These eagles think that they can do stuff like that, right? But now, when they lose their feathers, right? How bad are you now? Go ahead, say something to me now. So the eagle got to go somewhere, right? And the eagle got to wait. And wait on what? Wait on God's process. Wait on the process that God has placed within the eagle to grow its feathers back. What a powerful lesson. And when the eagle's feathers grow back, he comes back stronger. He comes back more majestic. He comes back with more strength and more power. Why? Because his strength has been renewed. Oh, my brothers and sisters, when was the last time that you had your strength renewed? When was the last time that you felt the uplifting power of God, that you sat in his presence and you felt God just giving you strength? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. He says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man is perishing." Every day the outward man perishes. Every day we get a little closer to death. Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You might not be able to slow down Father Time, but you sure can renew your spirit. You sure can become encouraged. I've seen folk who were on a hospital bed getting ready to go meet their maker with renewed strength, holding on to the unchanging hand of God. See, it doesn't make any difference what's going on in your physical body. The key thing is what's going on in your spirit. Is your spirit being renewed? I know one day last week, I got up about 4:30 in the morning and just came into the presence of God and just spent about 2 hours with him. And I tell you what, oh man, it just felt like it was so invigorating, felt so refreshing, and I really didn't want to leave. I really didn't want to step away from the time. When was the last time you had one of those times? You know, I have to go back to the series that I just got finished with on intimacy with God and the lady who they asked her how her day went. I love it. I read until I can't read no more. I pray until I can't pray no more. I sing until I can't sing no more. And then I just let God love me. That's renewal. Boy, if we can grasp the power of that statement that the lady was making, if we could grasp that every day, I don't see how you could do that and not walk away every day renewed in your spirit. Getting up and ready to charge hell with a water pistol. That's how renewed that you are. Going out and telling Moby Dick, "I'm going to make fish sandwiches out of you." That's how bad you are. Boy, that's renewal. And the sad testimony is that many of God's people don't ever reach that point. They don't come to that point. They come to the Lord and they're weary and they're worn, and they go into God's presence and they spend time with God and they leave weary and worn. There ought to be something transformational about that time that we leave with God. Well, I'm not saying that every time. You know, I know that sometimes our hearts are a little heavy and we have to deal with that. But I tell you what, there ought to be something renewing and uplifting about a time with God. Y'all believe, why is there so many Christians walking around today with sad countenance, with heavy hearts? And I'm just not talking about once in a while. I'm talking about all the time. Walking around with heavy hearts. I just can't believe that you could come into the presence of the Lord and not have your spirit at some point in time lifted. He renews our strength like the eagle. Just like the eagle sheds his feathers and goes somewhere and grows a new set of feathers. We got to learn to shed the feathers of yesterday. No matter what went on yesterday, the problems of yesterday, the trials, the tribulation of yesterday, we got to learn somehow how to come down out of the sky, hit the water, and let that splash off of us. And then just go somewhere in the presence of God. Let God love us as our feathers grow back. And then step out renewed and refreshed and invigorated. Oh, man, it gets weary. You know, it gets weary in this Christian life. You know, when we deal with issues and we deal with struggles and, you know, we deal with loved ones, man, you know, it gets hard. We get burdened down. But we still, in the midst of it, in the midst of that heaviness, in the midst of that, you know, we got to learn how to be refreshed in the Lord. And, you know, for some of us, it's not going to just disappear all at once. I'm not naive enough to think that. But if we do it long enough, like the man pushing the rock, look at your back. Look how strong it's getting. You know, 6 weeks ago, here's where you were at. You know, you were over here. You know, you had no stamina. You had no muscles. You just were beat up and beat down. But look, you just kept pushing the rock. You just kept coming in the presence of the Lord. You know, sometimes you came. Somebody asked me the other day, is it all right to get angry with God? Is it all right to question God? Yeah. Yeah, it is. I look at the Bible. Some of the greatest saints in the Bible got angry with God, questioned him. Moses, he questioned God. David, he questioned God. Job, he questioned God. Jeremiah questioned God. Isaiah questioned God. And all these men went on to do great things for him. Yeah. But then after you question him and you get it all out, then you move on. Keep pushing that rock. Keep pushing that rock. And you will be renewed. Man, what would be the testimony of Bethany Baptist Church if we had a bunch of renewed Christians, renewed leaders, renewed church members, just had been in the presence of God and stripped off the feathers from yesterday and grew a new set and ready to serve God. When you serve, when you follow the example of the eagle, this is what happens. If you go to that next slide, when you fought, you'll be victorious. You'll be like that eagle right there. That eagle was up two miles, saw a fish and came down and swooped it up, going back up in the air. But if you want to be like a turkey, here's how you end up. Eagles soar and are victorious. Turkeys end up on somebody's Thanksgiving table. I don't know about you, but I want to fly like an eagle.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Join us next time for the first half of The Reason Christians Worship on the First Day of the Week. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, are you soaring with the eagles or walking with the turkeys? You can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request, "Are you soaring with the eagles or walking with the turkeys?" That's anchoredinjesus.org and request, "Are you soaring with the eagles or walking with the turkeys?" Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. Find out more information about these resources by visiting anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.